For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. Republican lawmakers in the Missouri House and Senate are condemning Democratic Governor Jay Nixon for using state funds intended for foster care and other social services to pay dues to the National Governors Association. House Budget Chairman Rick Stream told reporters today that the governor's office has used $390,000 from the Department of Social Services, with more than half of that figure taken from the Children's Division.
The House and Senate have just passed a budget with large increases in the Children's Division, and it's disturbing to a number of us that we now find out that a portion of that money has been diverted to a national organization, which is out of state, of course. Not only is this not the intended use of the money, but it's been intentionally deceptive, and it has been going on for at least 3 years, to our knowledge.
Stream says he and other lawmakers will look into why the money was diverted from the Children's Division. In response, the governor released a statement, called their comments a, quote, diversionary stunt, and said lawmakers should instead spend the final days of session reforming ethics laws, reining in wasteful tax credits, and expanding Medicaid. Missouri House members passed a measure 92-57 today that gives final approval to a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow early voting, though some contend it would be too limited. The proposal would permit early voting on 6 days, but not on Saturday or Sunday. The early voting period would end the Wednesday before Election Day. The measure cleared the Senate earlier this week 22-8, so it will be on the ballot this year. Two Democratic Missouri senators are demanding that fellow Democrat Jay Nixon sign the school transfer bill into law. Yesterday, the governor slammed the bill because it would allow students to transfer from unaccredited public schools to private, non-sectarian schools under certain conditions. Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis says she understands the governor's objections to this so-called private option, but...
This is not a school vouchers bill. This bill not only addresses the school transfer issue, this here particular bill deals with parental involvement, charter school accountability, and social promotions.
In addition, fellow Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of St. Louis County told reporters that if the governor vetoes the student transfer bill, he would be, quote, turning his back on poor black children and on education. The governor's office has not responded yet to requests for a comment. The bill's main provisions include accrediting individual schools instead of a school district as a whole and creating three regional authorities to oversee student transfers in Missouri. A southwestern Missouri man who led a petition effort limiting state revenues and local taxes has been inducted into the Capitol's Hall of Famous Missourians. Mel Hancock was a businessman when he developed a Missouri constitutional amendment passed by voters in 1980. Now known as the Hancock Amendment, it establishes a state revenue limit, bars state government from imposing unfunded mandates on local government, and requires voter approval for local tax increases. Hancock later served 4 terms in Congress and built a reputation as a fiscal and social conservative. The Hall of Famous Missourians is a collection of bronze busts that honor people chosen by the House Speaker and are displayed between the House and Senate chambers. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.